WSRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hours to go before a midnight government shutdown. The House approved by a vote of 366 to 34 a new plan late Friday from Speaker Mike Johnson that would temporarily fund federal operations and disaster aid, but drops President-elect Donald Trump's demands for a debt limit increase into the new year. Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says shutting down the government should be avoided.
None of us, or most of us, do not want to shut down the government. Not a good thing for the country.
The bill now goes to the Senate, where quick passage is expected. Russian missiles targeted Kyiv after Ukraine fired U.S.-made missiles across the border.
At least three loud blasts were heard in Kyiv shortly before sunrise, the city administration saying later falling missile debris caused damage and sparked fires in three districts of the capital. The attack knocked out heating to hundreds of residential buildings, over a dozen medical facilities and 30 schools and kindergartens. The Russian ministry says the strikes in response to a Ukrainian missile attack on Russia's Rostov border region earlier on Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities in the German city of Magdeburg say at least two people were killed and dozens were injured after a car plowed into a busy Christmas market in what officials called a deliberate attack. Authorities say an adult and toddler were killed in Friday's violence. At least 60 other people were injured, including 15 who were hurt seriously. Authorities say the driver of the car was arrested. Saxony-Anhalt's interior minister told reporters that the suspect is a 50-year-old Saudi doctor who first came to Germany in 2006. On Wall Street, the Dow by 498 points, the Nasdaq rose 199. This is SRN News. A Texas town wins a Christmas prize.
The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty has given Sweetwater its annual Tiny Tim Award for fighting to keep a nativity scene on display outside the local courthouse. A local atheist demanded that the creche be removed, but residents flooded a Nolan County Commissioner's meeting to defend the display, arguing it involved no taxpayer funding and did not preclude other private citizens from making their own presentations in the same location. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court will consider South Carolina's move to cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood, the latest abortion-related case the justices will consider since overturning Roe v. Wade in 2022. The court is taking up an appeal from the state, agreeing to consider the legal question of whether Medicaid patients can sue over their right to choose their own qualified provider. This is SRN News. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has a wish list for the incoming Trump administration.
This includes oil and gas exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and reversing restrictions on logging and road building. Dunleavy has asked President-elect Trump to issue a state-specific executive order aimed at achieving those goals and others. Along with other Republican political leaders in the state, he has expressed excitement about Mr. Trump's return to the White House and sees him as being much more friendly to resource development in Alaska than President Biden. John Scott reporting.
The Department of Education has reached an agreement with the University of California system, resolving complaints from Jewish and Muslim students of discrimination and harassment during protests last spring over the war in Gaza. It investigated complaints against UCLA, UC Santa Barbara, and UC San Diego. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.